Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. And as always, thank you for your energy exchange with us today. Back by popular demand, we have Brad Johnson, who is the channel for Adronis here. So he's going to be coming back here and bringing Adronis for so we can ask a lot of your questions that you all have been wanting to find out about. Before we do get there again, kindly hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell so you are aware when we get great guests on. Also, thank you very, very much, everybody. We've been getting a ton of your videos about your experience with the HempWorks, and that's awesome. We really are just so happy, right, to just see.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I mean, this is amazing what people are going through.
The transformations and the recoveries.
The sleep part of it with the CBD melatonin. You guys are just loving that. So, again, for those of you who need that mind-body-spirit reset, you know, don't forget, again, to visit our friends over at HempWorks. I think that you would be pleasantly surprised what they can do for you.
Don't take our word for it, though.
Yeah,
watch the testimonials. We have a playlist of the testimonials, yeah. The video testimonials. So if you're sitting on the fence or you just, you know, you're like, well, I don't know, maybe they're just stretching it a little bit. Don't take our word for it. Go to the testimonials and watch the everyone else's success stories. They're pretty incredible.
Yep. So anyway, thanks for that, everybody. So about Brad?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Adronis?
Yeah, well, yes, that too. But thank you, everybody. Also, if you haven't already, please do subscribe to the Telegram channel and the group chat. We surely do appreciate it. And with that being said, let's get rocking and rolling. Brad Johnson, he is the personal channel, like Jay said, for the multidimensional seventh density consciousness known as Adronis. Brad is the founder of a new meditative instant healing method called the EQ method. He's also the author and creator of the Healing Code cards. And you can always find Brad at newearthteachings.com and thehealingcodes.com. And definitely check out his healing codes. They're really, really cool. They come in like a little packet, you know, like a tarot deck type of card deck. And they're really, really, really cool.
Yeah, and the website's right there, everybody. So we'll keep those on during the show. So Brad, welcome back, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Yes, of course. It's nice to have you, and thanks for bringing Adronis.
There you go.
These are the healing code cards.
Oh, okay,
and cool. You made them yourself, right?
Yes, I did. Yep.
That is really neat.
I had cool. Got a printer for them, but they're ready to go. There's a new
awesome.
There's a new special edition I'm going to be working on as well too. So it's
going to
be the brand new body deck. There'll be more cards. It's going to be in a tin box as well too. So it's going to be a lot more durable.
Very nice.
That's pretty awesome. So I know that a lot of people have known you as you channel Adronis. Okay, and to bring forth the information. So I want to kind of, I know we've had you on here multiple times and we got a lot of questions. So if it's okay with you, mm-hmm. let's get Adronis out if we can, and let's dive right in and get everybody's questions answered. Yeah, you good with that?
Dive right into it. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So just take me a minute to bring him through. Once he comes through, he'll give a brief introduction. And any questions you guys have or anyone else has, feel free to share, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you.
Here we go. Here soul star Syria. We are here. At this time, we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction. We say hello to everybody that is tuning in to this broadcast through your internet collective consciousness. How may we assist you today?
Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate
Thank you, Adronis. Thank you very much. And
Brad has a really nice voice too, by the way.
All right. Well, again, it helps in regards to sharing this channeling information.
Okay, great. So we've got questions, Adronis, for you, and thank you for taking time with us today. So I'm going to get right down the list here. The first one, there's been some confusion out here in our world related to the Galactic Federation and the Galactic Alliance, as in who is good, who is bad.
And also the Galactic of the Worlds.
Yeah. So can you help clear that?
So let us put it in this particular way. The two of you, are you good or bad?
I like to think of us as very good.
Depends on the day.
There's no bad sides to yourself. There's no shadows.
I think everybody's got a shadow.
Well, there you go. You see? So how can you tell what is good and what is bad? Because you have to understand that you are a facet of all expression. Therefore, the idea when you're looking at these groups, because really none of you have really ever met them, mm-hmm. and you're assuming that someone must be good and someone must be bad, it doesn't really work that way. You see, many of you get into the talks about the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Alliance or other councils in that sense. Many of you have not even met them. It becomes hearsay. It becomes gossip in that way. And many of you look at this in regards to two particular possibilities. Either they're in the white of the light or in the black of the shadows. But it does not work that way. The whole idea is that many of them are neutral representatives. They are not playing favoritism in regards to anybody and feeling that they have one agenda over another. They are here mainly in regards to keeping balance. That's their nature. You have to look at them as scales. So when you're looking at the Galactic Confederation of Planets, which is whom we connect with, the whole idea is that they have a neutral state of being. They are not here to play favorites in regards to a particular agenda or agendas. They are here in that sense to work together with the Earth, to assist with the Earth, and to help balance life. They are not here to, in that sense, come down to Earth to have a cup of coffee with you, or to feel that they are playing favorites in regards to your states of agendas. Whereas many humans are very agenda-based, the only agenda relating to the Galactic Confederation of Planets whom we connect with is, again, neutral observation and assisting in any particular way to maintain a balance and to proceed as it needs to. So nothing is ever going over in that way. The idea of the intensities that you're going through on your planet right now is all part of the plan. It's all part of you shifting out of realities that you know you don't prefer. So you must go through this chaos. You must go through those intensities. And that's all part of the plan right now. So the whole idea in regards to these particular confederations that we are in touch with really work together with a state of balance. They do not work together with the idea of good or bad. That is a human concept.
Thank you, Jonas.
Thank you for clarifying that.
You're up.
I have a question. What suggestions can you give for people that want to start channeling, whether even if they want to start with their spirit guides or if they want to elevate to, like, let's say something higher, whether it be a god or a goddess or
you are a god. You are a goddess. That's the whole idea. You keep seeing yourselves in that sense of thinking that you're this big. When in fact, you are the very God that you are seeking. You are the very goddess that you are seeking. The whole idea is that it comes down to inner work. It comes down to inner development. So if you were to ask that question, we would say, well, what would you do if you wanted to become a dancer? What would you do if you wanted to become an artist? What would you do if you wanted to become an engineer? You have to get involved with the work. You have to do the work. You have to learn. You have to educate yourself. This is no different. But what you are doing is you're developing yourself from within. You are therefore connecting much more into the innerness of your being rather than focusing so much on the outside, because the outside is just a veil. It's a projection. So when you're working much more with your inner being and you're learning more of yourself because you are clearing away much of the woes that you place upon yourself, you're becoming much more of a clearer channel. Love is the answer to everything. So the more that you're bringing in that love and you're clearing away more of your lack, you're going to become quite a receptive channel. You see, spirit speaks through each and every one of you all the time. You just don't know it. You do not know that you are God. And that is why you struggle. That is why you fight. You simply see yourself as a mortal form. You see yourself as a mortal instrument. And you are far beyond all of that. You are far beyond the body. You are far beyond the mind. when you see yourself as spirit, when you see yourself as the eternal, you will connect into that knowingness of knowledge that is truly infinite. You see?
Do you, thank you for that, Brett. Adronis, forgive me. Do you, Adronis, are we still in this, or are we in the 7-year tribulation period right now? Because a lot of people have been talking about that.
What do you mean?
7 years of tribulation. Are we in that right now?
Well, it's not about 7 years.
No.
The whole idea is that this has been happening for decades. This has been happening for centuries. This is not a 7-year plan. This is something in regards to what you are going through pertaining to a particular span. Now, we have talked about the idea of the span of change between 2016 and 2024. But that is just a span. That's not the idea of a tribulation time. It's the idea that you're going through a monumental aspect of change to moving yourself into a very different type of society. But in order for that to happen, you need to see, as it were, the ugliness of the artificial systems that many of you have subscribed to. And that's what you're seeing, because you will become, in that sense, so grotesque by the idea of how this system operates, by how there is manipulation, by how there is fear tactics to control all of you. Many of you will unsubscribe from these particular systems, and you will therefore move into a new direction. So therefore, you are deciding not to participate with any particular types of artificial systems that create that type of misdemeanor relating to control, fear, manipulation, etc. You are getting out of that degree, and you're moving into a new society. Not all of you are going to go there, though, because some of you are still very much attached and addicted to the idea of these artificial systems. And until you're able to say, no, thank you, I don't require this, I have everything that I need, and that is my true being. And now you're moving into something incredible. You're moving into something that is very, very different from the idea of these artificial systems. You are moving much more into harmony. So the whole idea here is that what you're going through right now is not going to last. It is on the way out. It is dying. And this is why you're experiencing the chaos that you are experiencing. This is why you're experiencing the intensities that you're experiencing, because this old system is dying off. And because it's dying off, it is frantic. It will grasp. It will clasp on. It will hold. It will scratch, and it will claw onto you to feel like you are, again, the resource it requires for it to function, because that's how it sees you. Mm-hmm. You're all its resources. And if it has no more resources, it dies. And that's what's happening. People are awakening to what these old systems represent. So this is what we term as the span of change. So as you move into 2024, this will be the climax to the point of the span of change. And you're going to start moving into the span of renewal, which is 2025 to 2036 and into 2037, which represents building new things, building new systems, starting a new arc relating to the idea of life. So again, this is where you're headed, but we do not share the idea of 7 years of tribulations, because as we stated, what you're dealing with has been in power for centuries.
Okay. Thank you. I want to get clarity. Okay, so about moving into a new society, sounds wonderful, and getting away from the AI. My question is, because AI is rapidly growing at such an insane pace every minute of the day,
it is the very AI that has been responsible for these artificial systems we've talked about. So the whole idea is that's why it's being stripped down. The whole idea, again, it's no more different than looking at a virus. When you starve a virus of any essential nutrients, the virus dies, because you have the blood cells that are therefore attacking the virus. And therefore, the virus itself becomes disabled. That's what's happening right now. There's a lot happening behind the scenes that many of you are not aware of, relating in that sense to stripping away all the essential nutrients these viruses require to survive. That's what's taking place at this time.
The other question, we hear a lot of the Earth, or I'm just going to call it, reference the United States, like where it's going to split. And some see it splitting into like the country itself will be like little separate countries. Is that really a potential to happen?
There are many theories in regards to what's happening. We're not really going to indulge it too much. Mm-hmm. Because in that sense, many of you just have to wait and see. Really, the whole idea of where you're going is that your United States of America corporation no longer exists.
Well, that's
good. It is no longer there. So what it turns into is really up to all of you. There is the possibility that many states may go independent. There is also the possibility that Canada, United States, Mexico, and South America may become one country.
Wow.
These are, again, all possibilities. Nothing is ever in 100% certainty. Nothing's in cement right now. Mm-hmm. But these are, again, all possibilities that are brewing. It's all based upon the cooperation, the level of interest, and the level of community that takes place to bring forward these ideas. But yes, what you would know is your United States corporation is gone. It no longer exists. You do not have a president right now.
Who's running it then, Adronis?
United States military.
The United States military.
They really are?
They are running it.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, on a legitimate standpoint, you have no president. The idea of your Biden is not a legitimate president. Mm-hmm. He is a shell in that way. He is what you would term as a puppet. Mm-hmm. He has actually no power whatsoever. In fact, many of you already noticed that he's being fed and to being shared what to tell.
Yeah.
Share these informations. He is basically, in that sense, having people behind the scenes saying, oh, say this and do this and say this and do that, because he has no power. It's those, again, other particular forms of controllers behind the scenes that are basically just utilizing him as a means to an end.
So if we have the military running the government, how long can that really sustain like that, number one?
That has yet to be determined.
And then number two, when will the public, if at all, be disclosed of this information?
It's already being disclosed, but many of you don't accept it because it's not on your mainstream channels.
That was my next question.
Many of you in that sense will only accept this when there's an official announcement. But you have to understand that these official channels are controlled by these very controllers that you're looking to surpass.
Right.
It's already been very clear about what is taking place. But many of you don't buy into it because many of you will create theories, and then you'll create theories on top of theories, and then you'll go theories on top of theories on top of theories. And you'll just ultimately start confusing yourselves. And that's what's happening right now. So here's what we suggest. Turn off your news. Turn off your alternative news sources as well, too, and go into yourself, because that's where you discover truth.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the shell or the presidency, that's Biden as we know it. What about Trump? Is he destined to come back?
No.
He's not destined to come back. So we will not see him.
Okay. Very unlikely. We're not saying it's impossible, but we are sharing that it's very unlikely altogether. He has already served his time. He has another role to play, and that role play will come forward soon.
Was his agenda fulfilled?
In regards to what he needed to do, of course, because that's what you experienced.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw the media and saw this all play out, was this election stolen from him?
You already know the answer to that.
Mm. All right.
Duh.
Again, you're buying into the mainstream of buttles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is no fraudulent election. There is none of this, none of that. Well, again, you have already observed that. Are you going to distrust what you've seen with your own eyes? Are you going to distrust what you hear with your own ears? Are you going to distrust what your senses are telling you? Are you going to distrust what your discernment is telling you? Why do you question that? That's something you have to look into yourselves rather than being a slave to your media, which many of you are. And so the whole idea is you need to pull back from that, because it's like a vacuum sucking you into this reality that is filled with distortion. Turn it off. Mm-hmm. Go into yourself. Remind yourself about what your experiences are telling you, what your discernment is telling you, and you will know the truth. It's not that difficult. But many of you allow yourselves to get sucked in. Why? Because you feel somebody else has more authority than you, and you should believe them.
Exactly.
And that, again, is a state of disempowerment. Mm-hmm. That is enslavement.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Adronis. I appreciate that. I was moving right along on that one. Let's go into let's go back into the world, like we see it. So there's a lot of conversations going around and a lot of debate regarding the actual physical structure of the Earth. Is it flat or is it round?
Is it flat or is it round? What do you think?
I think it's flat.
Why?
It's the only thing that makes logical sense. How so? Well, because normally I get easily motion sickness if the world was spinning.
If you stepped out of your place right now, found a tower, climbed to the highest tower, would you be able to see Belgium from here?
Probably not.
No, the simple reason is because it's not flat.
It's not flat.
It's round.
It is what you would know as a honeycomb Earth. Very similar to what you would know as the shape of a soccer ball. So the whole idea is that there's a little bit of a belly.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That makes sense.
Herself. Mm-hmm. Now, the idea of what many of you feel are the flatness in that sense is actually looking at your own position pertaining to the state of gravity, pertaining to land. But actually what they have done is they have actually measured these ideas to where it feels like there is a flat surface and that the idea of the elliptical or the curve is actually happening. But many of them don't want to admit it because basically, with all due respect, much of your flat earth theorists have turned into a cult.
Mm.
And so the whole idea is that there is actually counter evidence disproving the idea of a flat earth, but many are not admitting it. In that sense, they still feel that it is going to be flat. But the whole idea is that if you had a flat planet, there would be nothing in regards to that which should be hidden from you. You would also have, in that sense, the areas of the Earth to which you may actually fall off of. And that's never
right.
Have you never traveled all across the world? Have you never traveled from the west to the east? Have you ever fallen off the planet? No.
Not yet.
This, again, is nothing more than mere fantasies that people create within their mind. Many of them, in that sense, are simply ignorant, pertaining to the idea about what is actually existing on the Earth, that they want to go ahead and create these things. Again, this has been going on for thousands of years. Many thousands of years ago, your people thought that the Earth was flat, and there would be sailors. They would sail across the world and saying, we're telling you it's not flat. We never fell off the Earth. We went from one area of the Earth all the way around to the other. We never fell off the planet. There is no flat Earth. So the whole idea in regards to your entire star system, when you look at Jupiter, when you look at Saturn, when you look at Venus, when you look at Mars, when you look at Mercury, you're all seeing spherical objects. So what makes you think that you're so different? You see?
Unless the objects we're looking at are false.
You are seeing it right from the sky. You can go out into your night sky and you can see Venus. And an amateur astronomer can look at its spherical nature. You can go out into your night sky and you can see Jupiter with a telescope. And you can observe it. And you can see its spherical nature. Is it circular? Yes. Is it round? Yes, because you can actually see its orbit. So what makes you think that you're no different? So you have to understand that you are a sphere. You're round just as they are. It is a soccer ball, a honeycomb Earth.
A honeycomb Earth. What about the moon? Is the moon artificial?
The moon is artificial?
It is a satellite. It is a spacecraft.
Okay. So when they landed on the moon, was that a staged event then?
They never landed on the moon.
There was nothing there.
The event that you speak of. Mm-hmm. It was your own, in that sense, Stanley Kubrick, who directed that moon landing.
This is quite the hybrid conversation. So
We're only responding to the questions you ask.
These are questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, these are good questions. So how are you feeling now with your flat earth theory?
I'm fine with the flat earth, and the moon makes perfect sense.
You're okay with the honeycomb theory?
You have to reach your own ideas here in that sense. Again, if you constantly look outside yourselves for the truth, you're never going to find it. You have to look within yourself. That's where it resides.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of looking within yourself, sometimes you question your own self, though, even though you do,
because you don't trust yourself.
Right.
You don't trust yourselves. You don't trust others. You don't trust anything that's coming together with yourself because you haven't aligned to the idea of truth. You are not going to find truth outside. You are not going to find truth through the mind. You need to go beyond that. You need to come truly into the essence of spirit. You need to know that you are God. Only then will you ever understand truth.
What do you think, speaking of God, is the biggest misconception that we have in our planet right now taken on about Jesus, Jesus the Christ, Jesus Christ, however you refer to it? What do you think the biggest misconception that we need to break?
Well, many of you focus on Jesus rather than the Christ. The whole idea is that many of you people worship the idea of Jesus rather than looking about how he demonstrated the Christ. It's no more different than what many of you have done with Buddha as well, too. That you're neglecting the idea of Buddha nature and you're just focusing on the Buddha himself. You reject the idea of the Christ consciousness, but you focus on Jesus. So the whole idea is that you are intentionally distracting yourself because of these artificial systems that exist through religions. Whether you're Buddhist or whether you're Christian, it's all the same, really. Because it all comes up in the state of distortion. You look into the man. You don't look into the ideal of being the Christ, the ideal of being Buddha nature, of reaching nirvana. You ignore their messages because you are too busy looking at the messengers. The messages get ignored and the messengers need to be brought into focus. Oh, we need to idolize them because they are this and they're that. You're all the same thing. What they're trying to teach you is you can be like me and I can show you how. If any of you have ignored that, you think there's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No, not really. The Christ itself is the Savior of you because the Christ resides within you. It's in the back of your heart. Christ's light is one who knows God. And that is exactly what Buddha did. That is exactly what many ancient masters have done, not just those two, but there have been many others. But again, you idolize the person because that's how you're programmed.
Mm-hmm.
So as you start to transcend those programs, you start to look at the ideals rather than the idea of the person.
Which goes back to that we are the God goddess and we are our own savior, correct?
That's what we've been telling you. Yes, that's the idea, is to move beyond the idea of the mind. But if you're too fixated on the outside, you're going to continue to feel like I need to look low here and low there for everything relating to the kingdom of heaven, for everything relating to truth. You're not going to find truth out here. It's going to be in here. Because you are moving beyond body, you are moving beyond mind, you are coming into your soul, you are coming into spirit, you are coming into true essence, you are coming into godliness, which every single one of you are, but you don't know that you're God, because everyone and everything in this universe is God, but you don't know it, because you are buying into the illusion of your own fragility of being some type of mortal being, and you're not mortal. You will die at some point. And when you die at some point, you still go. You're still here. You're still existing. Your body is done. It's kicked the bucket, as you say, but you're still here. And you go into these other beautiful dimensions, these other beautiful realities, and you can do whatever you want, really. It's up to you. You can come back to Earth tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next century, next 1,000 years. It's up to you. But again, many of you are, again, contained in this shell, and you don't know that you are. And so when you actually start to get out of the shell mentality, thinking that you're limited, and you go into yourself and you start bringing love into yourself, you're going to see a very different reality. And guess what? You're not going to care about all these things you talk about. They don't matter. What matters is you, is what you have been able to realize that you are God. That's the nature of truth.
Is there anything to what people are saying, Adronis, about these med beds that will be coming out where people, there'll be technology or is technology at present that'll actually reverse aging, heal people?
There are particular medical beds that are actually going to be handed out to many of your education centers, your universities, because there are going to be patents that are going to be developed that will bring about the emphasis of this. Now, some particular med beds will actually use, as you would term, types of laser technology and will be able to repair organs. It is not very much like what many of you have discovered through your secret space programs, where you are feeling that you're able to regrow a limb in that particular way. That will come in time. But really, the pre-genesis of these medical beds will often relate to the idea of laser technology and will help to basically, in that sense, regenerate organs without the need of laceration pertaining to the states of surgery. So that will come very soon. It's not going to be this year or possibly even next year. but within the 2020s range, yes. And moving into the early 2030s, yes, this will become a lot more apparent. It's just new technology that's coming through. Now, as we have talked about previously, this was done through a presentation that we have done, as you would say, not too long ago, is that many of your, as you would say, extraterrestrial family members are in contact with other particular types of administrators on your planet that can base themselves around technology and education and so forth. They have actually been contacted by your star family and have actually been given these blueprints. And these blueprints are therefore being handed down to these administrative heads, and they are going into universities and education centers and saying, build this. And therefore, they are making it appear like it was something that was, in that sense, just created out of the blue, when in fact it was not. Because much of these blueprints are, in that sense, a replica relating to technology that is, shall we say, reverse engineered, and that's been kept in your vaults for a long time. Because it would be seen too much as a risk to go and get that technology through these black vaults, it would be much more appropriate to just basically give them the blueprints so that these universities and administrative heads can actually start to tell their engineers, build this, design this, because it will lead into what you would term as scientific studies. And that will lead into the progenitor relating to what you would term as the medical beds. So they are currently being developed right now by medical institutions, education centers, universities, etc., because that is, as you would say, the clean route to go to bring in this much more into the mainstream.
Thank you. In 2025 to 2037 and beyond, is it going to be like more or less going back in time in sense, but forward at the same time in terms of, you know, our consciousness, but is it going to be more or less going back to where you're living more farm-like, you're living more home-like, you're living more community-like?
It will start to move in that direction. We cannot guarantee it'll move into those years that you speak of, but it will start to reach into that particular pinnacle. Yes, it'll peak in that way. Many of you, when you start to realize that these systems are not for you, many of you are actually migrating into smaller towns. You will go into smaller towns and there will be a lot more cooperation through, as you would say, neighborhoods. So there will be, again, small paces that will bring this up into basically community-oriented neighborhoods in that way. So this can be what you would term as eco villages or eco communities in that way. Yes, that will certainly be on the rise within the next few years. But how far it goes, again, all depends upon you. Mm-hmm. Some of you will want to, again, buy farmland. You will want to buy acreages in that way. And you will want to plant vegetables, plant fruits, and therefore, in that sense, grow crops so that you can share together openly with your communities. So that will be something that will be on the rise in the next few years. Yes, many of you are going back into the grassroots of nature, and this is what we greatly encourage.
Adronis, I wanted to get into the wealth of the people, the wealth of the planet, and a lot of people have questions about, there's something called a quantum financial system, and there's other people talking about, you know, everything needs to be directed towards silver and gold right now.
There is no one way to go. There are many avenues that are going to open up pertaining to finances. You're not going to have a financial system. You're going to have financial systems. So that's what's going to happen. You have to choose. You have to decide which one works for you. Will there be some type of quantum currency? Yes. If you want to subscribe to that, you can. Will there be cryptocurrency? Yes. Will there be gold and silver? Yes. All of the above are valid. It's based upon the person who feels that these are appropriate for them to work with.
Will there be a revaluation of foreign currencies in different countries around, and will that happen all at once? Is that
only
set to happen?
Only in regards to the idea of a rebirthing of many of these currencies, not to try to raise the dead relating to them on the way out. There will be old currencies in that sense that will basically die off. So the whole idea is that the idea of what you would term as fiat currency right now is a dinosaur, and it's ready to die. So basically, fiat currency is slowly being replaced much more in regards to your digital currencies, your cryptocurrencies. Some of you will decide to have backed resources such as gold, silver, even precious resources as well too. And that's something you can use. As we stated, there is a financial set of systems that are coming together. It is not just the idea of one.
All right.
The other thing, hold on, something about the, the jab.
Yes.
Will that be like vanishing into the ether anytime soon? Or vanishing is that going to?
The ether. It's not that it's vanishing into the ether. It's that many of you are not getting into that. You are deciding that this is not something you want to do. You realize it's experimental. You realize it's agenda-based, and many of you will not have any part of it. So the whole idea is that it's being substituted. Yes.
It's on the
verge of being substituted away, so that in the idea of anyone who would like that particular inoculation is therefore not having to take it. So there's a lot of counterforce energies working together to preventing that from coming together in the mainstream, in the masses in that way. But many of you are waking up from it so much. Are you not aware that when you're looking outside in your world, you see many countries that are protesting this?
Mm-hmm.
You see many countries that are rallying against this? You see a grand awakening. You see a worldwide revolution. That's what's happening. That's what's going to be the game changer, you see. But that's not on your mainstream media. And this, again, is what you need to wake up from. You need to look organically what's happening to your planet, rather than what's being filtered through the controlled media.
Is the jab as lethal as everyone is making it out to be?
It is a gene editing inoculation. It edits your genes. It basically shortens your life. Yes.
Hmm.
It is a slow working poison.
Good description.
For some people, it can be quick, depending upon their orientation of body. Mm-hmm. For others, it could take several years.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, in that sense, you would wind up dead. Nonetheless.
Got it.
Your body would expire. It would perish because, again, gene editing is basically slowly shutting the body down bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Will we need the jab to travel outside of the country?
There are intentions of making that happen, but again, there's retaliation at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you prefer?
I can live without
Maybe
it.
You
I
want to look into
I'd rather,
the retaliation.
I'd rather
Maybe
not.
You want to look into the people who are standing up against this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to join those particular people because that's what's going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you are blind and ignorant and not wanting to do anything, then you are going to succumb to that timeline. Whereas if any of you stand up and say, no, this is not what we want in our reality, it will fade away. And it is moving more towards the latter.
Adronis, do you have, thank you for that. Do you have any type of direction for us as far as really getting within ourselves, as you mentioned several times, like some of the steps that we need to do? Like, for example, in the morning when one wakes up, should they immediately start in meditation? Mm-hmm. Is there a structure throughout that you could share with us that
if
we could
you
follow
work together with a structure that is not in alignment together with you, that structure will not work. You have to discover through yourself what brings love into your life. You have to look into life and feel what is it about love that actually makes me move into a greater expanse of life. You want to work with the nature of life. Yes, you can meditate. Yes, you can do prayer. Yes, you can work together in great states of focus and bring in love energy into yourself, but you're all going to do it in your unique way. We do not have a generic program for you because that's unnatural for many of you. You have to develop this yourself. You want to go within yourself. You want to talk to your heart. You want to talk to yourself. If you feel that all of these forms of conflicts and heavy woes are happening within yourself, why aren't you doing anything about it? And the way to work with that is to work together with listening to yourself, working with the body, talking with the body. Many of you have the method known as body talk. And some of you will start using kinesiology and start talking to your body. Some of you will go into meditation and start talking to your body. You will start talking to your emotions. You may go into meditation. You may start to just follow the breath. You may start to visualize colors. You may start to feel happy memories, joyful states of yourself, and accumulating that love energy into yourself. Brad himself has a technique on his YouTube channel called the BCR technique. You can look right into that. Capital B, capital C, capital R. Type that into your YouTube. You can look into that technique if that's something that serves you. See, we cannot give you one generic plan because all of you do not work generically. We're not programming robots here. You're all unique souls. All of you have your own path. If you are very serious and moving yourself into reinforcing love into yourself, believe us when we say you're going to get there. You don't require us to do it for you or anybody to do it for you. You are going to find the way. So the whole idea here is deciding, are you serious in changing? That's the first question you have to ask yourself. Am I willing to change from where I am right now? If the answer is yes, good. Now you're ready to bring love energy into yourself because you have made yourself a promise. I promise to get out of this fear and come into love. If that is a vow, if that is a promise that you have made, you're on your way. Because the universe will support you every step of the way with that because you're moving much more into natural alignment. But here's the thing. Many of you are too afraid to change. You don't want to change your ways. You don't want to change who you feel you are. And so you have to stay exactly with who you are until you're willing to change. That really is the first step. That's what we would suggest to all of you. Ask yourself that question. Am I willing to change from fear to love? And if the answer is yes, promise it to yourself. Not to us, not to anybody else, but to you. And start working together with accumulating love into yourself. The healing code cards can assist with that. The BCR technique can assist with that. Meditation can help with that. There are many different avenues, but you have to choose the one that's right for you. We cannot give you a generic practice because each of you are different.
All right, awesome. Adronis, thank you very much. Adronis, thank you very much for coming forth today. We appreciate it greatly. We know you probably must be on a busy schedule, so thank you for coming out. Can we get Brad
there
back?
There is no schedule to where we exist.
Okay,
everything
no worries.
Is here.
No worries.
Maybe you might want to get out of your schedules. And just
Jay.
I'm working on it, Adronis. I'm working on it, man. I tell
you. Working on it. All right, well, work hard. Don't bust a sweat now.
I won't.
All right. We thank you very much. We will now conclude and return to the conduit. One moment, please. Okay. Thank you very
much. All right.
Thank you, Brad. Great, that's pretty awesome.
That is
awesome.
I got to
hand it to you.
Yeah.
That's a special thing you
that
got
is
going
awesome,
there.
Gift, man.
Did you run through all the questions?
We did.
Yeah. And I came up with a few others.
Right, Do you feel energized or is it you feel like you could take a nap?
Oh no, it's not exhausting in any particular way. If I was basically up here talking for 2 or 3 hours, then yeah, your voice starts to go after a while. But no, when Adronis comes through, it's a very delicate, subtle energy, right? So it's a very soft energy that's coming through. Like he's very heavy masculine. So there's a lot of energy, but there's still a delicateness. It's like basically tuning into a radio transmission and you're just being the receiver and you're just sharing this information as it comes through and uplifts you because he's constantly plugging this information with you and saying, okay, here's this question, here's the response. Here's the question, here's the response. So it's very energizing. But in a very, very subtle, delicate way. But no, like I said, if I was doing this like 3 or 4 hours a day, then yeah, you probably want to have a good rest. Because it's kind of like having a good massage afterwards. And you just want to kind of rest and take it easy after a while. But yeah, I mean, you're talking, your body is talking, you're working with energy in that way. But there's also a softness to accommodate that energy.
How often are you bringing him forth on a daily basis?
Pretty much every day. Yeah. I'm trying to lower my schedule a little bit so I have a little bit more free time. I should say it was much more of every day. But now it's starting to level itself out a little bit more. So, but I'm always finding myself connecting with him in some way. If I'm not bringing him through verbally, I'm talking to not just him, but you know, I could say the entire soul collective of myself and speaking through that daily as well too. So basically on that front, every single day.
Right on.
Is Adronis your higher self?
No. He is just another aspect of me. He would be in very close connection to the higher self, but he would be just another version of me existing within Sirius A. So he is... another associate, a star brother, you could say, and a brother from another reality in that way. So he is kind of like the bridge between myself and my higher self, but I kind of see us on the same kind of platform. I don't see him up here and me down here.
We're more together
and connected because it doesn't work that way. It's like looking at a grapevine, right? That whole vine is together as one. So that's really the whole idea is that I don't see him as superior or better than me in anything in that way. But he just comes from a space where this information is being fed to him and then he is sharing it down to me. So he's much more connected to that collective of knowingness. And then that's just being fed through me as a receiver.
Do we all have an Adronis of sorts that is a bridge between us and
what I have, guys, you all have, right? Yeah. But you have to develop it. It's like Adronis says, like if you want to learn to be a painter, if you want to learn to be an architect, you have to go to school. You have to educate yourself.
Yeah.
So the same thing is you have to educate yourself through this. So some people may go to channeling classes. They may go to psychic mastery schools. They may go into meditation classes, to yoga in that sense. And they're learning all these things. They're learning about breath work. They're learning about checking in with yourself, working with yourself, listening to your feelings. Because if the noise outside is so loud, you're not going to be able to be aware of yourself. You need the quiet. You need the subtle time. That's where you need to bring yourself in. That's how love comes in. You're not going to bring love into yourself with so much noise. You need to quiet everything down. You need to bring yourself into that. You work with your memories. You work with your dreams. You work with your imagination. You think of very happy things, positive reinforcement. You bring that into yourself. You're taking a notebook. You're writing things down that you feel have been traumas within your life, childhood, teenage years, adult years, etc. And you're working on that, right? You're just basically bringing in so much love energy that you're up here and the traumas are down here. You can sprinkle down all this love and now those traumas fade away. They're like weeds being pulled out of a garden. So this again is what I teach, like through the BCR technique as well too. The healing codes help with that as well too. They just basically help to center you and bring yourself into advanced states of healing so that you can now start to work on the issue. The reason why many of us are sick is because we're emotionally sick. Right? It's the emotions that are causing you to be sick. It's the mental strain. It's the tension. It's all of these belief systems. That's what's causing illness in your body. When that starts to go away, then the energy can flow a lot more. It's like a clear reservoir. So again, if you're polluting your body, then you're putting all these blockages, you're putting all these dams and obstructions, polluting and blocking your energy. And this is where you get tired. This is where you get exhausted. This is where your liver can't function. It gets too fatty. This is where your organs are having times. They're getting an atrophy because again, it's a lot of tension and stress and emotional harshness that we put into ourselves. So when we reverse the process, body can flow again. You start to look younger, right? So that is the entire process. You want to move more into love energy, but you have to go into the quiet to bring that forward, which means less mainstream media, less television, less internet, less radio, right? Come into yourself, go into your own internal antenna, go into your own internal radio and look into these things and you can heal them.
Thank you. That was awesome. Your BCR class, are they classes or?
No, it's just a video. It's a video on my YouTube channel. So there's a couple of them. But you just type in BCR technique. You can even just say Brad Johnson, capital B, capital C, capital R technique. Cool. And just write that on YouTube. You'll find a couple of videos there. Watch them.
There you go, everybody. And then we got Brad's links right there for both of his websites there. So check him out, everybody. And thank you, Brad. And thank you for bringing a bonus for us. It was always a pleasure, as always. And thank you, everybody, for having us in your home. We hope you got some value out of this and got your peace today. So we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Together, we're turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.